B-Mitch and Finley after just an incredible, incredible weekend. There's a lot of, we got all our own picks that we made. I think I went 1-3 in our picks.
I don't know, whatever.
The Titans getting, I mean, just, that Ronald. Titans game was unbelievable. Joe Mixon breaks a long one. But the game last night, it's just, it's so crazy that a game that's truly that epic, right? I mean, both QBs go over 300 yards. Josh Allen's final stat line, just insane. Have you looked at the numbers?
Mm-hmm.
27-37 for 329 with four touchdowns, no picks. He ran 11 times for another 68 yards. Mahomes, 33 of 44, 378, three touchdowns. He ran seven times for 69 yards.
Special. They're both are special. And I think what people have to understand, when we start talking about quarterbacking, there are quarterbacks who can win it for you, and there are quarterbacks who are going to just be out there. Those two quarterbacks can win it for you. There are a couple of people out there I hear people yelling about, they did nothing yesterday.
Yeah.
But the team, their team per se, was good. Listen, one thing that Mike Shanahan talked about when he got here was about the 3-4 and making sure you have linebackers. And I think his reason for that was that your special teams would be better. Well, his son takes on that a little bit about making sure his special teams is good. And every week, when you look at offense, defense, on every team, they can normally just cancel each other out. But you know what normally can just throw it everything towards your side? Your special teams being better than the other team's special teams. And that was obviously
when you get to,
what happened in that game.
When you get to the best teams. Like
yes.
Everybody. I mean, you look at yesterday, right? You got Mahomes and Tyreek Hill. You got Josh Allen and Steph Diggs.
Yeah.
Like, both teams have ballers. You can't ignore the little stuff. And for the Bills, were there some questionable decisions? Yes, that's going to happen in any game. Like, coaches make calls. Mm-hmm. But to not squib it at the end is just such a mental lapse. I mean, you wonder, I just wonder if this is the type of loss for Josh Allen and this Bills team that, I mean, this just happened to Mahomes 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Like, they were in overtime against the Patriots. Brady got the ball. Chiefs never saw the field.
There you go.
And we were all screaming about overtime rules then. What did that do for Mahomes? Did it break him? No, he came back the next year and won the Super Bowl.
He said, I'm going to make sure I'm going to be the guy doing it to people next time.
I just, man, that game. So, that was that the best, by far the best game of the weekend, right? Anybody debating that? Okay. Best game since when? Because I've gotten a lot of, go ahead, Cody.
Has to be Rams Chiefs.
But that was an epic Monday nighter with crazy scoring, right?
Yeah.
But they didn't play, what was the final score in that thing?
54-51, something like that?
Right, like it wasn't, like this game also had some good defense. I feel like the stakes are also so much higher than a Monday nighter. Was that supposed to be in Mexico City and then they had to like move it back to the U.S.?
But I think that game lived up to all the hype because they had to wait and wait and wait and then boom.
Yo, it definitely did, but it wasn't a divisional round of the playoffs weekend. I think this game was better than that. I think you got to, like, when Joe Montana was in Kansas City and they played the Broncos in the playoffs, I think that was an AFC title game. Like, I think you got to kind of talk about, hell, the Brady Stafford game, the 3 o'clock game yesterday wasn't on this level, but that was damn near epic too.
That was epic game
for Stafford, dude. But how about Stafford, the blitz?
Brady is the.
What do you think of Todd Bowles' blitz going just all out late in that game?
You got to force the issue.
I like that's who he is. That's what that team has done all year. But Stafford thrives against the blitz. He's better against the blitz than he is sitting soft zones.
But the whole thing about it is, I've said it over and over again, when you blitz, you're trying to make the quarterback be damn near perfect. And I think that's the ultimate thing of what he was trying to do. And he just happened to be perfect in that situation.
Yeah.
I listen, man, I wouldn't sit back and let him do it either. It's just,
yeah,
you got to be who you are.
So that, I mean, the Rams-Bucks game.
I didn't think Stafford could do two games in a row. He stood up. And that's the whole thing about him. You know, he has those dud games. You hope it's not in the championship.
He had a couple that looked like they could get picked. But, yeah. I mean, Stafford went 28 of 38, 366, two touchdowns.
Yeah.
Tom, 30 of 54, so the least accurate of the four quarterbacks we're talking about. 329, a touchdown and a pick. Tom threw a couple ducks. I tell you what, Brady's the greatest quarterback ever. I won't hear any Brady slander. But he's such a ballerina in the pocket. When he doesn't get to set his feet, you could tell how much it impacts
him. He threw
him.
A lot of ducks when he was getting arm hit and everything else yesterday. The thing about him, though, he comes right back the next play. And listen.
Dude, you're down three scores, and they just fought back.
I'll take Tom Brady for three more years over some of these young dudes that we're talking about.
Hell yeah. I mean, absolutely.
We talk about changing culture. Okay. As I heard the players, people were talking about what the players were saying about Tom Brady. Tom Brady came into Tampa Bay and changed their culture more than Bruce Arians did. All the young dudes said, listen, with this man's success, we watch how he worked, and they start to imitate what he was doing. That players can change stuff quicker than just a coach saying it. Because when you are trying to change a culture, you need to have someone along that has been super successful or very successful, and then also they are still workers. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of times you get coaches saying, I'm going to do this. And then they go out and they pick a lot of hand-me-down players. Well, how did that change in the culture? If you had a level, not even a Tom Brady level, but somebody come in, like when London Fletcher came around, you start seeing, this dude's been good. You know, let's start watching him a little more.
Right, what's he doing?
Yeah, let's start doing the stuff that he, I tell the story all the time. I used to watch Ernest Byner and them working after practice and didn't want to bother them, so I went to the other field, but I was paying attention, and I was doing exactly what they were doing, and Coach Gibbs noticed I was doing that. You know what I'm saying? It comes down to having the people who can set the tone. And most times, coaches can be former players, but a lot of times when a coach is a former player, they distance themselves from playing again. Unlike Vrabel, who basically is just recently leaving the game, he can sit up there and still talk to this guy, interact with him. A lot of other coaches don't do it. That's how you get your culture changed a lot quicker. Having examples right there in their faces.
Sure. I mean, it's just, what an unreal set of circumstances in that final 2 minutes of that. I mean, I feel like that Chiefs-Bills game we'll talk about years from now. And maybe that sounds crazy, but I mean, so the Bills get the ball with a minute, 2 seconds, six plays, 75 yards, touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
They left 13 seconds on the clock. Obviously, KC is able to get in position for a field goal. But, like, we kind of forget that the Chiefs got the ball under the two-minute drill. The Chiefs got the ball with a minute 54 seconds. Five plays, 75 yards, touchdown. It's crazy. It was just crazy. So I had bet the over and was kind of like stressing about it. And then the Bills were able to score with a minute 54. And I believe that's when they went for two, right? When was the two-point conversion, Lamb?
That was there. To make it, go
it, was,
three.
It was there, right.
Because yeah, they were up by one. They would have been up by two. And then they went for the two to make it to where. And think about that.
An outrageous drive.
They went
that
for
was
the two-point conversion knowing
drive.
That, okay, if they get the ball back, they could probably go score a field goal and we'll tie. instead of losing a game if they kick the field goal. They had already thought that this team could move down the field on us.
Right.
And then you still kick the ball out the end zone?
That was later, but yeah. I mean, this is what's crazy. So the over doesn't hit in this game until there's a minute 54 left. The over then proceeds to go three more touchdowns and a field goal.
Yeah.
It's like unfathomable what happened in the last few minutes of that game.
I'm waiting for the numbers for that game.
Oh, like the television numbers?
Yes. That game was good.
It
was good for a long
time. The whole world.
Like, a lot of times it's like real late. That game was good throughout.
Hell yeah. Jason Campbell will join us at 11 a.m. Keep talking Chiefs-Bills. Just the absurd display of football we got this weekend.